From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. A local community group plans to call for the resignation of Columbia Public Schools' chief equity officer. KBIA's Isabel Lohman has more.
Race Matters Friends says Carla London isn't doing enough to advocate for students of color and their families. The group is concerned about an incident involving the arrest of a Smithton Middle School student in January. Race Matters Friends President Tracy Wilson Kleekamp says the student was not in a fight and had been the subject of bullying. Wilson Kleekamp says she is concerned the district is not effectively tracking and analyzing data on the training of teachers when it comes to restorative efforts and social justice.
The school district, on the other hand, when they have a problem, they just call the police. The police just show up and they arrest people. So these two institutions don't have a practice or a protocol. It's intellectually and spiritually lazy what they're doing.
Former school board member James Witt says London has a tough job but is doing it well.
During the time that I was a school board member, I was aware of the results that she was achieving, and I think that she's been an excellent addition to Peter Stiefelman's staff.
Wilson Kleekamp says Race Matters Friends plans this week to make a formal call for London's resignation in a letter to CPS Superintendent Peter Stiefelman and the school board. Isabel Lohman, KBIA News.
Black lawmakers and GOP Governor Mike Parson are trying to find common ground to address gun violence in a state led by Republicans. Missouri Legislative Black Caucus members today met with Parson to talk gun control and other possible solutions. A recent string of child homicides in St. Louis drew particular attention to gun violence there and in Kansas City. But Kansas City Democratic Republican Ashley Bland Manlove says Parson appeared disheartened about the possibility that gun control could pass the Republican-led legislature. Lawmakers in 2016 passed a law allowing people to carry guns without a permit. St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Bell is asking for patience during the investigation of a fatal officer-involved shooting near a large shopping mall. A Richmond Heights, Missouri police officer on Saturday killed 23-year-old Terry Tillman. The officer saw Tillman, who was black, inside the St. Louis Galleria carrying a gun. Concealed carry is legal in Missouri, but the mall prohibits weapons. Authorities say the officer confronted Tillman, who ran outside. The officer chased him to a parking garage where the shooting occurred. St. Louis County police say a weapon was recovered but released few other details. Prosecutor Wesley Bell says in a statement today that a thorough and detailed investigation is occurring. A Democratic state senator from St. Louis will pay $250 for failing to report 3 campaign contributions last year. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported today that the Missouri Ethics Commission fined Jamila Nasheed $2,500, but a settlement calls for her to pay just $250 if she has no other violations for 2 years. The $2,500 in contributions in July 2018 came as Nasheed ran unsuccessfully for president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, losing to incumbent Lewis Reed. The contributions were from political action committees for dentists, car dealers, and bankers. Nasheed blamed a clerical error and says the incident was not malicious or intentional. Nasheed is entering the final year of her second term in the Senate. Term limits prohibit her from seeking another term. The University of Missouri has named Beth Chancellor MU's interim chief information officer and interim vice president for information technology for the UM system. Chancellor took over the roles after Gary Allen's retirement on September 1st. An MU representative says she doesn't plan to apply to fill the roles permanently. Chancellor will also keep her current position of Senior Associate Dean for IT at the School of Medicine. A national search to permanently fill the position will begin later this year. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.